following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
So as I said, today about, well, one of the reasons that I'm sitting here at 6:35 and I'm already 5 minutes over my time to go be with my husband, one of the reasons I'm so late doing this is because I had a Google Hangout today with Big Fatty at about, you know, about 4 o'clock-ish. And it was wonderful. It's always fun. I love the Google Hangouts. They're friggin' fantastic, these Google Hangouts. That's the only thing that Google Plus is good for. Some others would argue with me, but I really think that that's it. So we had a wonderful time together talking, and he wanted me also to bring up a topic which I am going to bring up, but I'm going to bring it up on another show because I really want to delve into it, give it all the time that it deserves. And that is the whole...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
One of the reasons that I'm sitting here at 6:35 and I'm already 5 minutes over my time to go be with my husband.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1069 of the BFO for Friday! The tooth of March 2012, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. There's something I've got to talk about, but y'all don't... Big Fatty! Hello, itchies! Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? It means that, hi, everyone, I hope you're far right. Is going well, y'all. It's all starting to itch a little bit, and I hope that means that it's getting better. I hope it means it's getting better, because y'all, I am going to tell you that's yes, Big Fatty, we got it, y'all. I had to go to the stove. Had to go to the stove on Thursday, cause I was out of food. And, y'all, it was not a good experience. Everything was very tender, and it took a lot of my energy, y'all. That's all I gotta say. Y'all, I just got off the phone with Miss Kitty a few minutes ago, and he goes, Big Fatty, you seem to have lots of energy, when you're doing the little show. I said, that's because I wait until the Vicodin is at its highest point of effectiveness. Before I do it. And, but he says, oh, well, Big Fatty, you need to sound a little sicker. So, y'all, I'm just so glad I'm able to bring this to you today. I've pulled myself from my bed of pain. Oh, the pain. Big Fatty, please. But, anyway. But, y'all, just because I may sound a little upbeat, that doesn't mean that I'm not having problems. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. And, y'all, I got on a Goggle Hangout with the Vons on Thursday. Oh, excuse me. I got on a Goggle Hangout with the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, hey. On Thursday, and y'all, I showed the Vons my shingles, the red welty looking things, and he was horrified, y'all, horrified, not by the shingles, but by Big Fatty's body. Big Fatty. But, anyway, you know, Myron has had the shingles, and, so, he is aware. He is aware. Oh, y'all, that is, what is that? I don't remember. I don't remember. Oh, that was a solid. He is aware of the pain that is involved. Oh, the pain, young Will Robinson, the pain, yes, Big Freddy, the pain, 5 days a week, 20 minutes a day. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have committed. I have committed an error. I have committed an error because, y'all, on the 1st of March, y'all, I cannot believe I've missed this exiting of the birth canal. And, y'all, it explains why my grandson is visiting the Connecticut area, I believe. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about the visiting of the area. But, y'all, evidently the 1st of March was none other than old Justin Brewer's exiting of the birth canal, y'all. And evidently my grandson is up there to help him celebrate or something like that. I don't know. Y'all also, Matthew, the power gay, had a exiting celebration on the 1st. And y'all, it was the second anniversarium of the greetings from somewhere, a little show, and y'all, these are according to my assistant, who is doing an excellent job, y'all, I might just add. But you know, every once in a while one or two slip through, but y'all, he is working hard to make sure that this does not happen in the future, y'all. He is touching several sources. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about your assistant touching anything. But y'all, a big one we've got to make sure we talk about, y'all, is Tamari, the threed of March, y'all. It is none other than that Stevie B, the ex-retiree. He is celebrating his exiting of the birth canal. And y'all, if you thought that was enough, think again, because y'all, on Sunday, the 4th of March, y'all, we have two exitings of the birth canal on Sunday, y'all. It is the old Sally Peanut, the Sarah Davis from the How Much Do We Love little show. And y'all, it's another crazy Mexican's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. It is the Faye Driver driving his Deliberator, I don't know, y'all, he speaks all that Mexican, y'all, I just can't understand a damn word he's saying. All I know is that he went and got his hair cut, and Big Freddy, we don't need to hear anymore, it's just gonna get vulgar if you keep talking, so just please shut up and let's listen to the music.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Kathy Bacon, who would like to be referred to as the number one fan candidate runner who lost the election, is reporting that I did reach out to your number one fan, Thor Hat M, who was a mildly ran campaign himself. So anyway, I reached out to your number one fan regarding the question Hat M had. And he got his research team right on it. And the response is people who are born on the 29th celebrate their birthdays on the 28th through the 1st. They're so dang special. They get an extra couple days to celebrate. So that's what they do. They celebrate it for two whole entire days. And I think the reason why, this is just my opinion. In my opinion, the reason why they do that is because they're batshit crazy and they don't know what to do about their birthday, so they just celebrate both days. So I have friends out there.
Big Fatty, are you sure she's not born on the 29th also? Y'all, let me just say one thing. I gotta give it to old Bacon, y'all. She got us an answer. Just like, can you hear that, huh? Just like that. Yes, Big Fatty. And it seems reasonable. Y'all, have you noticed though, with the around here at the end of February and the beginning of March, y'all, there's lots of birth canal exiting, which y'all just tells me that Memorial Day weekend there must be a lot of fucking going on. Yes, Big Fatty, you've just made it vulgar. Now, y'all, let me just tell you something. This next call is from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob, and y'all, it is in response. It is in response to, I believe, I don't know if I mentioned it on yesterday's little show, if it was in a Twitty. It may have been in a Twitty to him. I don't know, or an e-letter. But y'all, I have had to turn down two gentlemen callers because of the shingles and the pain and associated with it. And y'all, this is clearly a sign that the Mayans knew what they were talking about when they said 2012 would be the end of the world. And my straight boyfriend, you know, he was all excited. He was all excited because, you know, Brian from Boston, the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, who has unsubscribed, by the way, has arrived in the Australias. And we'll be in the Melbourne area, and we'll be hooking up with straight Bob. Big Fatty, don't say they're going to hook up. That just sounds vulgar. But anyway, y'all, they'll be, I would venture a guess to say that there will be a cup of cheer raised. And perhaps even a drunkie call. Yes, Big Fatty, we can only hope there'll be a drunkie call. But y'all, when Straight Bob heard that Big Fatty has had to turn down, well, he didn't know about the second one, but he heard that I had to turn down a gentleman caller because of the ailments. Then y'all, he had to call. He had to call from the future, to leave this message.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Friday. Listen, from your email, I don't know how much longer you got to go. But if you are making out a will, I think it's pretty obvious that I get the Star Trek plate collection. All right. Could you, publicly announce this for me? Thanks. I'll see
you.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, always looking out for his not-so-straight boyfriend. He wanted to keep the legend of Big Fatty alive. He immediately got dibs in on the Star Trek plates here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, I'm sure there are others of you that would like something to be specifically listed in the will, because y'all, clearly it is the end of the world when Big Fatty is turning down the gentleman callers. And but the Star Trek plates are taken now. No, Big Fatty, no one else can have them. But y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and say right now that when Big Fatty goes to glory, Big Fatty going to glory. But when Big Fatty goes to glory, y'all, I think that it'll make a lovely housewarming gift. I think that old Cabba and everybody's favorite racist or rapist, J.C. Marple, old Joan herself, I think that they need to get the sling. Big Fatty, yes, and all that grease that goes with it, they'll be able to have a cookout or something like that. Y'all, they're showing, you know, I told you that the circus was in town. Y'all, they're showing these little, what are these? These are jugglers. They're twin jugglers, and y'all, they're cute as a button. Cute as a button. and y'all, he's bouncing balls off of his face. Big Fatty, you did that? Oh, never mind. But anyway, Straight Bob, consider yourself the proud owner of the Star Trek plates. Once Big Fatty goes to glory. Big Fatty, do we have any bubble wrap? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought since we're going into the weekend, I'd give you a few more entries from the Complete Life's Little Instruction Book. Plant flowers every spring. Y'all, it's lovely. And y'all, I don't know if you've heard. I'm sure Stevie B heard. It sounds like the birds are beginning to build their nest under the air conditioning system here at the Fat Cave. Own a great stereo system, y'all. I think this one is making the Life's Little Instruction Book show its age, because that doesn't exist anymore. And be the first to say, hello. Big Fatty, is that like on the grinder when everybody goes hi, hi? No, that's nothing like the grinder. Y'all, I'm gonna go over here to Spotting Big Fatty and just see if we got anything new over here today. Y'all, that Kim. Oh dear, I gotta see. Oh. Oh my God. Y'all, there's a picture of the rabbit over here. And y'all, Mr. Tim Cornwall, the patron saint of the BFO, who, by the way, Mr. Tim Cornwall, I understand that Dr. Phineas Stone out there in the San Diegos is having some problems with his GoDaddy and his little show, and if you could help him out, it would be lovely, and Big Fatty would love you for it. So anyway, spotted on the goggle, Mr. Tim Cornwall spotted Big Fatty. Y'all, I am evidently sitting there singing with some frogs or something. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that means. And y'all, then y'all, did you know that Thursday was National Pig Day? Yes, Big Fatty, every day is National Pig Day in the Fat Cave. And y'all, there is a there's a picture over there, and it says, "I don't need a costume to merge with the crowd, y'all." And Big Fatty is just all nestled up there with the other pigs, and y'all keep calm, and no gentleman callers. Oh dear Gussie, oh dear Gussie, and that is for Thursday. And y'all, Hat M. Hat M has put something up. Y'all, it is a turlet. And evidently, Big Fatty's mouth is the turlet or something. I don't know. But it says, "What a better way to celebrate his exiting of the canal." Y'all, I don't know what that means. But y'all, you've got... you've got to go over there and see it. Because it's just vulgar. And y'all, it's been censored. I don't know. The Spotting Big Fatty censors have been at it again. And y'all, I will say it. I've said it once and I'll say it again. It makes Big Fatty's heart just go pitter-patter. Just pitter-patter. Oh. Oh, dear Gussie. When there are things up over there. Y'all, that I mentioned that Kim... Beaver, y'all, she's got a picture of Big Fatty at his very first puppet show over there at the lodge. And y'all, it really is disturbing. We'll just leave it at disturbing. Yes, Big Fatty, as is most everything that applies to you. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. If you get a chance, run out to your local Vons or to your Trader Joe's and make sure to give us a weekend report on Monday.
One of the reasons that I'm sitting here at 6:35 and I'm already 5 minutes over my time to go be with my husband.
Well, I hope you told Kathy hello for Poodle McNoodle.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.